CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we actually have Nancy Aruda with us. So, Nancy, hi.
Hi.
Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. I'm from IntuitiveSoul.com. Nancy, because she does astrology readings and is our in-house astrologer, when you call or when you instant feedback us, please add in your date of birth. That helps her connect in with your energy better, and so that we can both offer you readings. So we're talking today a little bit about the healing energy, mostly about healing the mind, because we just, well, have we entered Virgo yet?
Three more minutes.
How about that for the mind? Let's get really analytical.
Yes. The sun enters into the sign of Virgo at 1:06 p.m. today,
all
Eastern
right.
Standard Time. Or daylight time, or whatever it is right
whatever
now.
Whatever. Daylight, I think.
Yes, it is. But we're talking Eastern, so Eastern
yes.
time.
Oh, right.
Yes. And with that comes the activation of two planetary bodies. Well, one's a planet, one's an asteroid. Virgo is under the rulership of Mercury, which is the mind and our thought process, as well as the asteroid Chiron, which represents the wounded healer. So typically when the sun is in Virgo, we are working through healing our mind, healing our thought process.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there's specific, like, other things that are happening as well with this back to school energy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I think of the commercial, there's an office commercial on our television that has a parent going shopping, you know, and the song that's playing is, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." And you know what? I gotta say it is. It's like life back to normal. We can focus and be grounded in our day-to-day routines, which is another component of Virgo.
Right.
Okay. Being very detail-oriented, having the scheduling up to par and, you know, following through with that schedule. And so, yeah, it is one of the most wonderful times of year.
If you're a parent, yes.
If you're a parent. So, like, that's just one commercial that I love to hear.
Oh, you're so cute. If anybody has any questions, we get really busy by the end of the show, so we'd appreciate if people started calling at the beginning of the show so that we can try and take all of your calls. You could call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. Just go right to the homepage and click on the instant feedback. And just be really clear about the question that you're wanting to know about. And again, send us your date of birth so that Nancy can connect in with your energy. So the other thing, I mean, we'll talk more about the healing of the mind, because I think just healing in general is important.
Yeah.
But also we have a blue moon coming up.
We do.
Right.
And what a blue moon means is there are two full moons in one calendar month. So I don't really place a lot of significance on that, other than there's two full moons in one calendar month. But it doesn't mean that they're in the same sign. Okay, although that can happen from time to time. You can have two full moons in the same sign within a year.
Right. Isn't that we had two new moons, I think, in Gemini.
Yes, we did. And one of them was an eclipse.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, one was pretty intense.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad you remembered that, because I don't remember that.
I just remembered it because it was so strange, because it doesn't often happen.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Because it wasn't in the same month. It was two separate months.
It was two separate months, but the sun was still in Gemini.
Right. Right.
Yes. So I don't really pay a lot of attention to blue moons in terms of two full moons in the same calendar month. Because the moon cycle follows a 28-day cycle.
Right.
You know, and there's some contradiction to that. Some astrologers say 28 days. Some say 29 and a half days. You know, when you look at, I think astronomers say there's 28 days and astrologers is 29 and a half. Yeah. So there's discrepancy as to what phase we're in or what sign it's in or how those calculations are made.
Hmm.
Right? Because you would think if the universe is 360 degrees, and this is thinking logically, by the way, you would think that if the, you know, we're 360 degrees, you just divide it by the different signs.
Besides that, though, our first full moon, was it not on the first? Like, that's 31 days.
You're right.
Like that's, you know, so there's differences there. But, yeah, I mean, I guess.
And that's what I mean. There's always this little discrepancy, and that might have to do with the warble. Okay.
The what?
The warble. The Earth's warble. Warble, wobble, whatever.
I snorted in line.
The tilt.
Yeah, the tilt.
The tilt and the axis, right? So, yeah, it shifts. So just accept it for what it is. Unless you really want to get caught up in the science of it all and be exact.
But the other thing is that it's considered the harvest moon?
Well, typically, I always view the full moon in Pisces as the harvest moon.
Right.
Now, last year, I viewed the same thing, but then I was told, no, the harvest moon was still later. And they said that the full moon in Libra was the harvest moon last year. So, who knows?
So,
it's the harvest moon. It is Pisces. It is the last sign of the zodiac. It is completion. So, therefore, it is harvest.
Right.
That's how I view it.
But everything's speeding up. But that's the way things have been going anyway. Like, it's like everything seems to be happening quicker and quicker.
Yes. Yes. Well, this particular moon is bringing in a quickening. So a quickening of energy. You know, the closer we get to the moon, it's going to feel like you're on fast forward, like you're speeding to get something done or get in alignment with something. And this particular full moon is bringing into play this quickening vibration, this self-quickening, which is truly about aligning with your soul and your soul's path. So it's also similar to a rebirthing energy that's transpiring. So we really need to collect and direct our energy, focus on the tasks at hand. So what we're doing, know that the step-by-step process is required for this rebirthing that's transpiring.
Right.
So, you know, get ready to launch forward with all your power, might, and energy. And if it doesn't feel like you're on the right path, then you really need to get aligned with what feels right.
Right.
Okay. And that's the key, because whatever path you're on, that's what you're moving towards. So if it doesn't feel right to you, align with what feels right.
Right. Well, we have our first instant feedback. Do you want to take that? All right. So it's Angela. She's been having an issue with staying focused on some studying that she has to get done in order to keep her position, but hoping that there is a new one that will open for her. So I'm assuming a new position. Do we see anything like this? And her birthday, which is next Monday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's just wondering if anything good is coming up for her. So, all right. So on Monday, you will be 37. Okay.
Entering into a time of change, which is a good thing. So, like, one thing I do want to say, you know, putting all cards aside, I haven't even flipped any yet, is really focus on what it is you want to create in your life and what path you want to be following. And this is about what you want, not what society wants, not what your career dictates, not what other people dictate to you. It's what do you want to create? Where do you want to go? And really find and identify with that.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, so that's based on the year that she's turning?
Yeah.
There's something going on. Is that Chiron?
Or she's preparing for change.
Okay.
Okay. She's got a year of really thinking about what it is you want. Like, sorry, I'm speaking both in the first party and third party. Angela, you have 1 year to think about the changes that you want to integrate into your life. Okay, so that's where the thought process is coming from.
Right.
Anything that's blocking you from accepting the desire to change. Okay, so if there's any thoughts that are limiting, like I'm not good enough, I don't have the skill set, do what you got to do. Action the steps necessary to make that a reality and to get rid of that false belief in your head. So if you're saying I'm not good enough, you need to heal that dynamic within yourself. And prove to yourself you're good enough.
Right. Okay. Well, with regards to what's going on with your job and hoping that there's a new one, the fact that you're not able to stay focused, part of it is because it's one, you're really wanting a change. Like, you really want a change. And I think because you truly want to change, that's why you're just not motivated with staying focused on studying. I'm going to say that it's really not what's within your heart. Like, your heart isn't happy. Like, it's not what you really want to do. So I'm going to say, you know, really start looking at what your heart wants. There's some information that's going to come to you. Basically, I do see that there is an offer coming to you that's going to allow things to shift and change for you, which is probably what you're really hoping for. I'd really look at, one, what your heart's telling you, and there's an aspect of you that is looking at kind of higher guidance and things. So maybe look as well into your own inner being to decide, you know, I think there's something more that you want to do. I know that as a job, you know, your job is not your career. Try and see if, one, you can either combine the two or look at doing some sort of hobby that sort of allows you to. But then you're a Virgo, you probably like the fact that it's very analytical and structured and stuff. And maybe that's just my issue around that. Nancy, do you have something quickly, or do you want to answer when we come back?
Yeah,
from break?
It's because I did pull cards this time, and the first thing I'm getting is the ability not to follow through on something. There's this block that says, I'm not good enough. I can't afford it. I'm not worth it. And that's what you need to let go of.
Okay.
Whether that's in this study process or whether it's about truly following your heart. So you were bang on when you said follow your heart, Lori.
Yeah.
I agree 100% follow your heart and get rid of that lack of self. Like, there's this lack of self-worth that needs to heal.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We may have more information for you when we come back, Angela. But if you have a question and you want some answers or some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. And when you do, be very clear about what it is that you're wanting to know about. The clearer you are, the clearer we can be in helping you. And because Nancy's here, who is our in-house astrologer, please add in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda here today. Nancy can be found on the internet at UniversalSky.com. She's an excellent astrologer. She does both readings and astrology. Probably the best that she does is through astrology. And she does offer a special for Sky listeners. If you contact her, it's quite a process to do your chart. So there's a couple hours beforehand, then you have a session with her that's at least an hour long. And so she's offering that for $125. Take advantage of that, because you get a lot of information in that hour. And you can find out a lot about who you are, and just based on the stars. And I think it's perfect. Somebody said that, you know, your astrology chart is a picture of the sky the moment you were born. And so I think that's kind of cool. And I think it does definitely have, comes to bearing in some of the life lessons that you have. So I love having Nancy on the show. That's why she's with us so much. And I'm Lori Houston. I'm on Intuitive Soul. So we were talking about Angela, and I think you still had some last minute things or last things to finish up with.
Yes. And, okay, so with Angela, there is this energy of, because of your Virgo energy, you have a lot of Virgo energy that's very, very strong. You have this, you know, wonderful skill that allows you to look at any situation and find absolutely everything that is wrong with it. And that's where that wonderful nature of, you know, the critical self-analyzing Virgo can sometimes work to Virgo's detriment versus their benefit. The key is, the moment you find that fault, the moment you see what's wrong, you need to start course correcting it. So, you know, allow the fault to be shown, and that's all you need. Then take 97% of your energy and focus on solving that fault or creating a plan of solution. Now, you know, because we are in a year of following the rules, following traditional mindsets, we need to continue integrating that following the rules energy. So, like, don't do anything rash. Don't go quit your day job just because it doesn't feel like you should be there anymore. Always have a concrete plan initiated. If, you know, you need this educational process, then to get to step two in your career, and it's mandatory that you have it, and that step two in your career is what you truly desire, then really, really focus on the task at hand. Okay? But get rid of that critical, I'm not worth it energy.
Right.
That's a play.
I don't know if you see this, Nancy, but she's responded already, just saying that we're spot on, wanting a change. The Virgo inner tells her, though, that she needs to pay the bills and have a roof over her head for her family. But she's also struggling with self-doubt and self-worth. So, yep, there we are.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I figured that was part of the, you know, the choice of wanting to stay where you're at. Versus moving on. And I know that probably the thing that you'll get is probably in the same company or something that's similar to what you have. You just, yeah, that bit about, I don't know, what is your suggestion now with regards to her studying for the job she has? Do you think she should do it, or?
I'm hearing yes. So on an intuitive level, I'm hearing yes. Okay. I think it's her own resistance and sense of
wanting change so much.
Wanting change so badly, and just wanting it now. And there's this desire to not to have to do the work.
Yeah.
Because the work isn't easy. It's never easy.
Right.
Right? But, you know, whenever we look at the word work, okay, it automatically has this vibration of heaviness and hardship. You know, we don't typically define work as our passion.
Mm-hmm.
We define it as our responsibility to survive in the world. So we need to work. And traditionally, there's this hard energy associated to work.
Mm-hmm. But since we're here and part of the energy of this month now is actually about healing, so this would be a good time for everybody, but especially you, Angela, to look at healing some of the issues around your doubt and worth.
Yeah, and most of that healing needs to transpire for you on your value system. So what it is that you personally value and believe in, you need to ask yourself, are those my values and beliefs? Or am I just accepting the values and beliefs of others as my own? Because there's some astrological significance in Angela's planetary vibrations that say, in this lifetime, you're here to really heal your value system.
Cool. So that would be whatever.
Whatever it is she values.
Mm-hmm.
That could be money. That could be, you know.
Family.
The importance of an education. That could be the importance of family. That could be, I need to own a house. You know, it could be anything.
Right. So look at those values.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So if you have a question, we are waiting. We're here. We're ready. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. You just go to the right to the homepage of Sky Radio and enter in your question right on the homepage. And just because Nancy's here today, add in your date of birth so that we have your date of birth so she can look up that vibration and be really clear if you do instant feedback as to what your question is so that we can offer as clear guidance as possible.
Yes.
So
I also wanted to mention, like, to really get in alignment with this full moon that's coming up and to ensure that you're on the right path and be very, very clear about the direction you're taking, that will be one of the most beneficial times to have any type of spiritual or etheric or, you know, alternative healing sessions. Whether it's clearings so that you can, you know, truly realign or align strongly with your soul's path.
Right.
Right. So I highly suggest to anybody, if they're contemplating getting a session done, have it done the week of the full moon.
Hmm. And yeah, I do clearing work or I do soul integration work as well. So both of them are ways to clear your energy and to help with the healing process. So
yes.
Might be.
I will be going for my own healing session that week, let me tell you.
All right. Well, it's important because we get, you know, we all tend to, everybody is here to grow. We're here to grow. No matter what, we're here to evolve and to grow towards love. And so we have to start looking at, you know, why we do certain things. We're all here to grow. We're all here to evolve. So we all have room to make that growth. So it's,
we all need
a little bit of, I don't know if it's necessarily hand-holding, but sometimes some of this work is very difficult to do when, you know, 95% of it is in our unconscious and we don't know how to pull that out so that we can really truly do the work on our own. Becomes difficult.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Okay, good. So we have an instant feedback from Christina, and you'll want her date of birth, which is...
I got it.
Okay, you got it. wait a minute. We got two date of... Oh, his date of birth.
His date of birth is there, too.
Or their dates of birth. Okay, perfect. She's in a relationship with a man, not sure where it's headed, deeply in love with him. We've been in each other's lives for a long time. He says he wants a future with me, marriage, house, kids, the whole enchilada. He says he wants to move in together, but he has not followed through on any of the plans we've made, filling out apartments, applications, setting a date. Okay. So we got a couple minutes. Let me see what I pick up before, we go to break and, we'll probably have, both of us give information when we come back from break because we only got about a minute. So, oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm going to say, maybe that's why it's nice. I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say you're going to want to look at how much of your energy, time, and being you've sacrificed. And look at possibly taking a step away from this to see what happens. That old saying, let it go, and if it comes back, this may be one of those cases where you're going to want to sort of just take a step back. I mean, this is what you want. You both want the same thing, but when one person's not making the move towards it, means, and I feel, that there are some commitment issues around this. So maybe you both need to sort of determine whether this is in the right alignment for you. But we're going to go to break. We're going to have more information for you, Christina, when we get back from break. If you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. With instant feedbacks, please have your date of birth, as well as be clear about the guidance you're looking for. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Promise that you made to me. Take my
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And Nancy is our in-house astrologer, and so therefore, when you contact us, have your date of birth so that she can connect in with your energy. If you have any questions and we're wanting some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. So right before the break, we were talking about Christina, and I sort of started saying, you know, really, really look into it. Maybe, you know, take a step aside or a step away, maybe not necessarily break up or, but just take a step away and decide whether this is something you truly want. I think that you, I think that there's a part of you that feels very restricted in the relationship and, just feels like you're never sure where it's going. And I think there's a part of you that just wants to have, you know, this nice new beginning. So, that's what I see, and I think that Nancy has some information about astrologically how she sees things going.
Yes, and the first thing I would like to describe is, Christina, you have sun sign in Sagittarius, which is a very heated, passionate vibration. So you have a lot of passion within your heart center, whereas your partner has sun sign in Cancer, which is a very nurturing and loving vibration. Sagittarius is fire. Cancer is water. And how I see the dynamic of this relationship from a heart-centered place is, Christina, you launch your arrows of desire that are on fire into the air, and they go higher and higher and higher, and you're aspiring to, like, hit the universe. And then the gravitational pull of the earth kicks in, pulling your arrow down, 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 where the flames are then doused once it hits the ocean. And so there's this dynamic of, like, truly understanding each other on an emotional level as well. You both have moon in Capricorn, so you're very connected emotionally. You understand each other's emotional wounds. You understand each other's emotional joys, so those things that inspire you. Yes, I want to say he is very focused on having a family. He wants the family. He wants the home life. He wants the nurturing. He has so much love to share. However, he lacks in the ability of doing the work. That's where your energies come in. So in terms of planning and creating, that would be your responsibility, not his. Whatever ideas the two of you have, you're the only one with the energy to initiate it and follow through on it. He will sit there and support you, but he does not have the ability to actively move forward on those ideas and concepts. And every time you think you have something grounded and anchored, whoops, here comes the universe telling you to change it. So, and that's part of your soul lesson. So there's, you're into this period of, you know, experiencing what we like to call your Saturn return, which is, I want to be the adult now. I'm going to tell you, with the power of your particular Saturn return, don't take on more than you can handle, because if you do, you'll regret it in the future. So in terms of this being a successful relationship, you know, Christina, if you want it to work, you have to do the work. That's how I see it.
Right. And so then, you know, just establish whether that's what you want to do or whether you want somebody who has, you know, a stronger energy that likes to take care of things. Like, it, you know, it, everybody is different. So it really depends. But since you were waiting for him to sort of follow through, I think that's where, that's why things are not happening, because you're waiting for him to follow through. You're wanting him to follow through. So if that's the case, you know, just make some decisions around whether this really fits with what you're wanting or not. All right. Okay, so we have our first caller. It's Jean from Washington. Hey, Jean.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. Nancy, do you have her date of birth?
I do.
Okay,
but I'm just, you go first, Lori.
Okay, I will. So tell me what's going on. You're finally ready to put your plans into action?
Well, right. I'm kind of wondering if the theme for today is people who might be resisting the work, but I'm just having trouble getting myself moving forward, taking that action, showing the universe I'm really ready through my actions, and I'd like some guidance and help.
Okay. Okay. Are you Pisces, or are you right on the, you're right on the cusp?
I'm 29 Pisces. Degrees Pisces.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, 29 degrees of anything means you're finishing it. So Pisces is that sign that's, you know, rather emotional, but I mean, Nancy will be able to give you more information on that, but I just, yeah. Wow. Okay. Pisces is, I'm Aquarius. So Pisces, although I grew up with a sister who Pisces, I often wonder how we got along. She at least is on the cusp. She's on the other end. So she's kind of Aquarius cusp Pisces. So that made more sense. Yes, Pisces are very emotional and Aquariuses are very not. So you're kind of, would that be correct in saying, Nancy, that she's kind of finishing that emotional aspect? Or, I mean, they're very spiritual signs.
Very spiritual sign, very creative sign. Cool. So it's really about tapping into your creativity. And do you want me to go now, Lori, or are you going?
No, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm getting is when the sun is in Virgo, which is what we're entering into, this is really opposing your authentic nature. It's opposing your own self-identity. So believe it or not, it's actually a time that you should be in reflection mode. Okay. Mm-hmm. So throughout the month, especially towards the end of Virgo, don't do anything. Ponder, contemplate, plan on a mental level. See what it feels like on an emotional level. Now, I know you're a very practical individual because you do have Moon in Taurus. So there's this part of you that says, I need to be doing things. I need to be doing things. I always have to do things. And the challenge for you is to do nothing. Okay? So this month, you're actually being told, do nothing. Just listen. Just feel. And then, as you're listening and feeling, take notes on how you need to adjust your process before you move forward.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
That's a real relief, actually. I love to ponder. I'd spend all my time in the ethers if I could. I have been suppressing my feelings for the first half of my life, and just now, because they were so big, I'm starting to make an effort to allow me to feel my feelings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? You were supposed to suppress them most of your life.
Oh, thank you.
So that, no, it's totally in alignment with what you came here to learn as an individual. Totally in alignment. So, but now is the time, like, really go into that inner exploration. You're going to get so many clues this month. It's almost like there's going to be all these synchronistic things that are transpiring for you. And as I say this, I'm being flooded with goosebumps. So really pay attention to synchronicity as a clue and allow that to give you, like, those seeds that you're looking for, those inspirations that you're looking for, so that you know what direction to go in.
Right.
So the moving will happen in October?
There's going to be a shift, yes, yeah. In October. There's going to be a shift that helps you realign in the direction that you're supposed to be actioning in. So you're going to feel like the full moon energy I was talking about earlier, you're going to have huge inspiration on that full moon. That's your power moon in terms of being illuminated and getting insight. Clearing would be very good for you during that time. Having a clearing session or Reiki or something that's going to remove those physical blocks from your being so that you can totally align with the path of your soul. Awesome. And yeah, and like I said,
I get to be the patient. This is great.
Yeah. Listen to the cues from the universe. Follow your intuition. If your intuition says act in this moment, then I want you to do it. I don't want you to sit there and say, well, no, I was told not to act, right? But you're supposed to stop and listen to the universe and what direction it's telling you to go in.
Thanks for the permission. This is going to be great.
That's funny because
relief.
I got the card, which is holding on and waiting, and then the moon. So holding on and waiting for the moon. So probably we're talking the next moon, which will be in, I think you said it was the 29th of September. And maybe that's when you can start looking at doing some activities. But that, you know, you're really coming into your own energy. Like you have some very powerful energy that's going to wake you up, and it's very feminine energy. So allow that energy to sort of to move you forward when it's your time, when you feel it's all right. And then if you at that time want some, you know, some higher guidance and more structure, that would be the time to look for that. So but yeah, so I would say once, like near the end of September when we have the next full moon, that would probably be the time to, oh, unless we go for the new moon in September, but I'm feeling like it's a full cycle from now. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say in the new moon in September.
Me too.
Write down your plans.
Okay.
Okay. Or those ideas. You don't have to act on them unless you feel you need to, but at least write them down. Get them out of your head and onto some paper.
Perfect.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to go to break now. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Oh, darling. Please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you. I'll never do you.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and today we have Nancy Arruda here today. She's from Universal Sky. She's my in-house astrologer who I adore, and you can contact her to get more information on getting an astrology reading so that you can understand your chart more. And I'm actually offering a 2-for-1 special on my readings for the month, for the summer, so you might want to contact me on that. We have an instant feedback. It's from Toria, and I hope that's how you pronounce your name. She's wanting to manifest a job. She's been unemployed for a little bit, been trying to get a new job. She's gone on a lot of interviews, applied online, asked friends, but so far no luck, and just wondering what we would suggest. I get a strong feeling, not just from your age, Toria, but that part of you needs more experience. But there's a part of me that thinks that you're better at doing things on your own. So, you know, like dog walking or babysitting, like something where you're not reliant on having a boss, but maybe, you know, something that you want to do kind of on your own. I don't know if you have the structure to do that. But there's a part of me that says that that's kind of what you want to do. I have a feeling, again, because of your age, you've kind of been used to your home environment that's been looking after you and taking care of you. And, I mean, I do see that you planning on doing something. I, you know, do see success in the future. But right now it's like you're just, I don't know if you're not committed to what you want to do or how you want to do it, or not committed to, I'm not going to say not committed to finding the job, but I think you're just not really clear on the type of work that you want to do and how that will fit your work ethics or part of the way you like to work. So I'm going to say, you know, start doing a few things on your own for a little while. See how you work with other people. See how, I would say, follow your heart. You got a lot of water energy that I know that Nancy's going to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I do see success. It's the manifesting. It's the bringing something in. And I don't know that you're clear yet on what you want to do. And, you know, I don't know that a lot of people in their early 20s would necessarily know what they want to be when they grow up. But, since you have the opportunity, I would start looking at different modalities, different things that you would like to do, how you'd like to do that. That's what I would say. Nancy?
Yes. Okay, so looking at your astrological energy, there's a lot of internal conflict with, it's Toria. There's a lot of internal conflict, and it's just because of this earth and water elements. Now, typically, when we think of earth and water, it does get along. Water sits on the earth. But if you don't have the right blend, then it's like you're stuck in mud.
Mm.
Okay? And for you, when you find that you don't have the right blend, you allow this heavy, muddy, sticky energy to hold you back. So find your own internal balance. You are constantly, and I mean constantly, and this will be lifelong, looking for change. The moment you are grounded in something, it's like, okay, this is really boring. Now I got to change it up again. So, you know, really figure out what it is that you want to do, okay? I'm going to say you have a very intuitive, practical, which is a bit of an oxymoron in itself, being both practical and intuitive, okay? Investigating thought process. You would do well in police sciences if that is something of interest to you, because it does have a practical approach which allows you to take your investigating and intuitive thought process to the forefront. It is always different. Every day you will experience something different. Okay. So that may be something that is of interest to you. Now, you know, it's interesting because for some reason I can't necessarily see you as, you know, a police officer. But I can see you in investigative sciences of some nature that kind of probe into the unconscious mind or the psychological process or, you know, look into that to see if it's of interest. Don't make it about the money. The moment you make it about the money, that's the moment you're not going to get the job. And I think that's the cue right now. It's you need to be doing what fulfills you versus just making money to have fun.
Right.
I don't even want to say pay the bills because it's not about paying the bills. It's about having fun.
What's her sign that's wanting to have fun?
I think that's more her age.
Oh, right. I'm thinking, which sign is that?
Yeah, I'm not saying that she doesn't have any responsibilities because I believe she does.
Right.
Okay, whether it's rent or hydro or whatever the reason is that you need this money, right? Survival, basically. But
well,
I think
do all the things you want to do.
Yeah, but I think like there's that lack of balance in really measuring out the fun component to the this is what I have to do.
Right.
So
cool. I would agree with that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, the whole thing about like, you know, changing a career or looking into something totally new is, you know, you just can't knock on the door and give it an application with no background.
So you might want to look into schooling then.
Might want to look into the educational process, yes, if that's feasible. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be working to pay for your passion, which is educating yourself in a field that you're really driven in, you can manifest the job instantly.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, if the passion's there. Yeah.
If the passion's there. If the purpose to manifesting that money's there.
Right. Yeah. That's our biggest problem is that we're always looking at, well, especially when we're that age, we're looking at what's going to pay me the most money. Because, you know, we want to get out of our parents' home. We want to get on our own and be independent and do what we need to do. But, yeah. Yeah. All right. So Nancy will be back with us on the first Wednesday of the month, which will be September 5th. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're almost in September.
Remember, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, yeah. So Nancy will be happy because Nancy, yeah. All right. So thank you for connecting with us. You can contact Nancy at her website, universalsky.com. You can look for me at intuitivesoul.com. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.